This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever feel like your willpower is a limited resource? Like you start the day strong, but by the afternoon, you're reaching for the chocolate?
Totally. It's like my brain's battery is running low.
Exactly. And that's what we're discussing today, cognitive fatigue and how it impacts our brains.
It's fascinating stuff. Turns out self-control isn't limitless, right?
So let's dive into this 5-Minute Science article and unpack this. So the article starts by talking about the prefrontal cortex, the brain's command center for decision-making, right?
Yep, it's the boss of executive functions. Planning, impulse control, the whole shebang. But it's energy-intensive.
Like high-performance sports car.
Okay.
Powerful, but needs premium fuel and regular maintenance.
Exactly. And when it's overworked, we get cognitive fatigue.
And what does that look like? Besides reaching for the chocolate.
Poor decision-making, increased impulsivity, trouble focusing. It's like your brain is temporarily offline.
So that afternoon slump isn't just laziness. It's your brain saying, I need a break.
Precisely. The article even mentions local sleep, where parts of your brain go into a sleep-like state while you're still awake. Wow.
Whoa. So is this just theory, or is there actual research backing this up?
Oh, yeah. The article cites studies by Pietrini and Blair and Pietrini et al. They used fMRI and EEG to show how cognitive exertion depletes the prefrontal cortex.
So they actually saw the brain slowing down under pressure?
Exactly. One study showed that after hours of demanding tasks, people made more impulsive choices. Another showed increased delta wave activity in the prefrontal cortex, the brain waves of deep sleep. Crazy, huh?
That's wild. So what does this mean for neurofeedback? Can we train our brains to resist this fatigue?
The article suggests that shorter neurofeedback sessions might be more effective, avoiding overexertion, but more research is needed.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Interesting. Okay, so how can we apply this to everyday life, besides avoiding back-to-back meetings?
The article suggests taking regular breaks, alternating between demanding and less demanding tasks, and prioritizing sleep. So scheduling and downtime isn't just being lazy, it's being smart.
Exactly. It's about managing your brain's resources.
The article also mentions Dr. Ina Kazan's work on mindfulness. How does that fit in?
She emphasizes controlling our responses to emotions, not suppressing them. Suppressing emotions is hard work for the prefrontal cortex.
So mindfulness is about conserving energy, not just feeling better.
Exactly. It's about observing your emotions without judgment, freeing up mental resources.
So the big takeaway is that our self-control isn't unlimited. We need to treat our brains like the high-performance machines they are.
Absolutely. It's about balance, pushing ourselves, but also giving our brains the rest they need.
That was a great discussion. Thanks so much.